This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Irma Perdomo, and I'm interviewing Christian Najera in Brooklyn, New York, April 14, 2021. Christian Najera, do you give me permission to record and distribute this oral history?
Permission granted.
Thank you. What is your name?
My name is Christian Najera.
How old are you?
I am 28 years old.
What is your occupation?
I am currently an assistant teacher at a preschool.
Are you happy being an assistant teacher?
I feel like I'm in the right path, but I do not want to be an assistant all my life.
Okay. I understand you have a passion for music. I would like to know, why do you choose study education?
To me, education changes lives, and education gives people opportunities. The reason why I chose education is because as I was growing up, I did not have the same opportunity in education. That is the reason why I decided to pursue a teacher education career.
What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
Where are you from?
I was born and raised in Honduras.
What is your first language?
My first language is Spanish.
What is your racial identity?
I identify myself as Latino Hispanic.
Can you tell me what is your gender identity?
A male.
What is your sexual orientation?
I am gay.
Do your family accept your sexual orientation?
Currently, they do.
How do you feel about it?
Right now, I feel proud, but at the beginning, it was really hard because we all look and seek for acceptance at some period in our life.
Tell me the long story of how you and your family end up in New York City.
Well, I was born and raised in a broken family setting and unstable financially and emotionally. Honduras is a poor country, and my family did struggle a lot in order to find a job and provide for food and for other essential needs. So in 1998, my mother decided to immigrate to the United States, leaving me and my siblings behind, which it was painful for her and for us, but we understood that it was for a better future. Throughout the years, my mom brought my siblings here and myself, and that's how I ended up in New York City in the year of 2004.
Thank you. It's important that you know, if you don't feel comfortable with any question, you can go ahead and let me know.
Sure.
When your mother immigrated to the United States, who take care of you in Honduras?
When my mother immigrated back in 1998, I was 6 years old, and my mother left me with her sister, and then we end up living with my grandmother.
Okay. What has been the most difficult stage of your life?
I think in life we go through a lot of difficult stages. Some are worse than others. But I have to say, one of the hardest stages of my life was immigrating to a new country with a new language, different experiences, different kind of people. And for sure, a place that it was unknown for me.
Thank you. Right now, I'm going to ask you some questions related to COVID-19. Is that okay with you?
Sure, it is.
How are you coping with the pandemic?
Dealing with the pandemic was hard since day one. For me, especially, I work in education. Teachers have to resort to remote learning from one day to another. The level of stress during uncertain times was difficult to deal with. Now, things are going slowly back to normal.
Do you have a self-care routine?
Since I returned to teach in person back in September, I said to myself that my self-care routine will be not bringing extra work home.
What was your initial response to COVID and how has it changed over time?
I gotta say, like everyone else, I panicked because I did not know the huge impact this pandemic was going to make worldwide. A year later, I still feel insecure because as a teacher, I'm being exposed every day because I have to interact with students, parents, administration, and coworkers.
How has the coronavirus changed your life?
I think coronavirus has changed everyone's life, either for positive or negative. On my side, I have to say that it helped me realize and it taught me to learn how to appreciate the little moments with the people that you love and the people around you. Work-wise has been stressful since day one, but personally, I feel like coronavirus was an eye-opening pandemic that made me change in a positive way.
Have you or someone close to you have gotten COVID?
Unfortunately, some family members and friends got infected with this terrible disease.
What was that like?
It was terrifying. Like anyone out there, you wouldn't like to lose a family member or a friend. So it was a pretty scary moment.
Did you lose anyone close to you?
Fortunately, I did not lose anyone that was close to me.
Right now, how are you coping financially?
Honestly, I was blessed enough to still keep my job and resort to remote learning. So I was working from home every day. So financially, nothing has changed for me.
What was it like to be in home so often?
For me, being at home was a nightmare. I am usually a person that's very social, and being locked down in my house was just not satisfying at all.
Do you think it's the same work from home? That in person?
It is definitely not the same because once you're used to working in person, that is your routine. I feel like anybody out there, nobody likes changes from one moment to another one. So definitely for me, I would have preferred to stick with working in person. But of course, trying to stay safe is our priority.
How did it impact you socially, mentally, and emotionally?
Well, it did impact me in every field. Socially, like I mentioned before, I'm a social person. I like to be out there. I like to visit family and friends and spend a quality time. Mentally, I feel like that's one of the hardest ones because just by looking at the news, you see people dying every day, hundreds and thousands of people getting sick. So just being able to see all of those people passing away, hearing stories of family members that were hospitalized, just gives you really something to think about. And I feel like mentally was one of the biggest impacts that coronavirus had to do with me. Now, emotionally, for some of us, it was horrible. For me personally, my grandma passed away back home. She's still in Honduras. So it was hard for me because I was not able to get together with my family and, you know, pay tributes and be able to at least say our last goodbye. My grandma did not pass away to COVID. She had other heart issues, but emotionally, that was one of the things that did really affect me.
I am sorry to hear that. How did it impact your family?
It did impact my family a lot. Some of my siblings lost their job, and they were for months financially unstable.
And right now, are people in your household working?
Yes, currently everyone is back to normal.
What have you learned about yourself and your family since the beginning of the crisis?
Personally, I have learned a lot, but I have to say I have learned the most is to appreciate the little moments and to also to learn how to support each other unconditionally.
What has been the hardest part of this pandemic for you?
One of the hardest things during this pandemic for me has definitely been not being able to interact with family and close friends. I feel like your family and your closest friends are your backbone. Those are the people that lift you up. And for me, that was one of the hardest things to deal with.
Has there been anything positive to come out of the pandemic for you?
Yes, to definitely take more advantage of not just the people around you, not to just love everyone and appreciate it, but also to take more advantage of the Mother Nature, like just a simple walk at the park, to enjoy the environment, the trees, the life.
What's been your favorite thing to do in lockdown?
During the lockdown, I was able to actually learn to cook a little bit, and I bet on my dance skills.
Did you improve your dance skills?
Well, I guess like something that I will always say by practicing, I personally enjoy and love dancing. So a lot of practicing.
How has the COVID-19 changed how you think about relationship between our health as individuals and our health as a society?
Definitely, COVID has told us all to stay safe, to practice distance, but most important, to be constantly aware of germs and diseases around us and the world.
How do you think the government handled the COVID crisis?
Personally, I think that this virus could have been prevented and the government could have reacted sooner or take actions sooner.
How would you grade that the government did in rolling out the vaccine?
As mentioned before, a rapid reaction could have saved more lives.
Will you be getting the vaccine?
Right now, I am currently unsure about this dilemma.
Why?
As you can see on the news, some of them might not be affected. As an example, Johnson & Johnson. Definitely, I'm not 100% sure about getting a vaccine right now. But if my job requires me to do so, then that would be having no choice.
How are you feeling about the world reopening?
I feel that it's about time. I think that as long as we all take the necessary precautions and we all have learned how to stay safe. So I think that we need to go back to normal.
What is the first thing you are going to do when you have your freedom from the pandemic?
I wouldn't say freedom, but I'm not rushing to do anything. I returned to my school premises in September. And just something that I would say that this is our new normal. But something that I'm looking forward is just not wearing a mask.
How do you think the world will be changed when we come out of this pandemic?
Well, I think that every event in life changes people for better or worse. Personally, I think people will keep in mind to practice better hygiene and keep distance from others. And also, people will learn how to love and protect each other.
I want to remember you. You don't feel comfortable with any question, just tell me.
Thank you.
Right now, I'm going to ask you some questions about Black Lives Matter protests. Is that okay with you?
That is okay.
Do you remember where you were and what you thought when you first saw or heard about George Floyd's murder?
Exactly. I don't remember where I was, but I'm familiar with the topic.
What do you remember about it?
Because this is when the whole movement, Black Lives Matter, started.
Explain to me why you think this anti-racist protest erupted.
Well, protests have always existed. The First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States gave us the freedom of speech. I feel the why does this protest erupted was because of the way he was murdered.
What are some other reasons that you think protesting Black Americans and there are no Black allies are angry about conditions in the United States?
There's no news for us that slavery existed in the United States back in the days. I feel like these individuals are protesting and they're angry because they still feel that they don't have the rights, equal rights.
Do you believe there are issues with the criminal justice system in the United States that have helped frame this protest? And what are those issues?
Yes, I completely think that there are issues in the system that have helped frame this protest. Those issues could be a simple example when a policeman will approach a Hispanic, Latino, or Black individual. They will usually be aggressive. But when the police approaches to a white individual, they will treat them with more respect.
When did you become aware of those issues?
Personally, I had an experience back when I came from Honduras. I was a junior high school student, and I was taking the bus. At that time, they would only give me $1.75 for the bus because my house was nearby. A white student was in front of me, and I noticed that he was not able to also afford a full bus transportation fee. So the driver let him go. However, when it was my turn, they asked me to get off the bus because I needed to pay full fare. So in that moment, I learned that not everyone is looked the same, or the people will judge you just for simply how you look.
Do you think the history of race and racism in the United States impacts the Black Lives Matter movement?
I definitely do.
In what ways?
Well, race and racism, they go by the hand. What do I mean by this? It's in the history of the United States, the racism has been one of the biggest issues since back in the days. And it does impact the Black Lives Matter movements because the only way that the Black community began to gain rights was by protesting.
Why do you think New York City became the epicenter of the protest?
Although, in my opinion, the South is more of a racist state, I think the New York became the epicenter because we have more diversity. And I feel like all those groups of different cultural backgrounds got together and were able to protest.
Do you have any stories you are willing to share about encounters you have had with the racism and or the police?
No.
Were you active in the protest at all in a digital or in-person way over the last 6 months? If so, how so? Why did you decide to get involved?
Yes, I was more of a digital active person. And why did I decide to do this is because I work for a low-income parent school. Most of my students are Black. And I feel that you cannot teach Black students and not speak up about their rights.
Do you have any stories or experiences about being involved in the protest that you were impactful to you?
My only experience was being active through social media defending the BLM movement.
How has the Black Lives Matter shifted that culture?
In my opinion, Black Lives Matter taught us to be more open, to be more understanding, and to basically respect one another for who we are. In the Black Lives Matter movement, you got to see not only Black people, but also Asians, Latinos, all type of people got to, and even white, the white community, we all got together in order to make our voice being heard.
How have the past few months changed how you think about police and racism in the USA?
Personally, I have always had strong opinions, and I think the system, it is incorrect for personal experiences. It have not changed my mind at all. I still think that there is racism in the United States of America, and the police does not treat people equally.
Do you learn more about the history of racism in this country since the protests started? What have you learned?
About the history of racism in the country is something that's been taught in high school or even before that. But something that I have learned is we the people have the power. And when we speak up, we are going to get heard.
What have you seen your peers doing that inspired you?
Personally, I had friends that were out on the streets and were protesting and were giving out their best in order to support the Black community.
Why do you think there is so much backlash to Black Lives Matter?
Personally, I think that we, the community, are tired. We are tired of continuously events, and we are tired of seeing how the system does not treat us equally.
How do you explain the looting and destruction of property that took place during the protests?
Personally, I do not agree with destroying property, but if we go back to 1969, when the riots of the Stonewall happened, when gay people were fighting for the rights, and not just that, the Rosa Parks events, Martin Luther King, I feel like people get tired of just raising their voice and not being heard. So I feel like they feel that they need to do anything else in order for the voices to be heard. But personally, I do not agree with people destroying properties.
How do you explain folks who respond to Black Lives Matter with All Lives Matter?
That is correct. All life matters. But I feel like not everybody goes through what the Black community have been through. with racism, with slavery, it all take us back in history. And I feel like, of course, all of life matters, but some of us have it worse out there.
How would you like to see this movement result?
Personally, I think it would be great if we all get treated equally. And it would be amazing if one day we can all protest and be able to be heard without having to get violent.
Do you believe we're any closer than when George Floyd was murdered?
It's hard to say, but I think as long as we speak up and we raise our voices, we are going to get here. And we need to unite ourselves and be together in order to fight racism.
Is there anything else about the anti-racist uprising you'd like to share?
I would just like to say that we should always speak up whenever we do not agree with anything, and we should always let our voices be heard, because we are all human beings and we all deserve respect and being treated equally, especially in such a diverse country like the United States.
Thank you. Please let me know if you don't feel comfortable with any question. Right now, I'm going to ask you some questions about events that happened so far in the year 2021.
Okay.
What was going through your mind when you first heard that U.S. Capitol was invaded?
First of all, I couldn't believe it. I felt like 2021 started real rough for everyone out there, because these are events that were so unexpected.
What are your reactions to the invasion of the USA Capitol by Trump supporters on January 6, 2021?
I have a strong opinions about this topic personally, because I did not like Trump as president of the United States. Being Latino, Hispanic, I don't feel like he knows how to respect and treat people equally. Personally, I think that he encouraged his supporters to take actions like this.
What do you think led these people to attempt that violent overthrow of the government?
Personally, like mentioned before, I think that they were encouraged by... Personally, I think these individuals were encouraged by Donald Trump. And definitely with the elections that just happened in November, he was not happy with the results.
Were you surprised how they were treated by the police?
I was definitely surprised. And this is how you get to see white supremacy and how really the system has more respect for the white community. Personally, I think the way they were treated by the police, it was unfair. I feel that if this was a Hispanic or Latino or a black member of the community, they would have shut them right away. I think that the police did not react the way they should have.
There have been reports that members of the group that stormed the U.S. Capitol include the police officer, elect official, and members of the USA military. What, if anything, shall we as a society do with the information that segments of U.S. law enforcement, elected official, on the armed forces try to overthrow U.S. democracy?
I think that no matter who you are or what position do you have in the government, you are first a citizen of the United States of America, and you should never overthrow our democracy. Basically, just like any other person, individual, would have got arrested if they done this. I think that those elected officials or U.S. militaries, they need to face the consequences as human beings and learn from their mistakes.
What do you think about the President Trump's reaction to the invasion?
From my perspective, I think that Donald Trump knew what was coming. I think that he prepared all of this. And as I mentioned before, he encouraged this supporters to do all of this invasion to the U.S. Capitol. However, his reaction does not surprise me. He is not a person that knows about respect to others.
What do you think about the impeachment trial of former President Trump?
I think that is something that needed to be done a long time ago. It is not news to us that President Trump was not the right person to be the president of such a great nation like the United States of America.
How do you explain the lack of hostility between the two political parties?
Personally, I think that both of these political parties would say anything in order to get votes when they were running up for president. However, once they have a position, they just play with people's minds and emotions. They do not always lead by example.
If Trump was a woman or no white, how would the impeachment trial have been that same or different?
I think that it would have been a lot different. Personally, I think this country is used to having presidents, white male presidents, right? And I think that if he would have been a non-white or a female, they would have actually speed up the process in order to make the impeachment possible.
This is the end of the interview. Cristian Najera, thank you for taking part of it.
You're welcome. Irma Perdomo.